Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Arthur Freed, Gus Arnheim, Howard Dietz, Elmer Scoble, and Lou Handman. Last week, September 9th, marked the birth in 1894 of songwriter and producer Arthur Freed. He was born in Charleston, South Carolina, but grew up in Seattle, Washington. His career began writing for Gus Edwards' acts and other vaudeville performers, and he performed in vaudeville himself with Louis Silvers, with whom he would later collaborate on material for New York reviews. In 1928, he was hired by MGM to write songs for the studio's new music department, where he was responsible for most of the top tunes in MGM's early talkies, including Broadway Melody, My Lucky Star, Wedding of the Painted Doll, and Singin' in the Rain. He collaborated primarily with Nacio Herb Brown, but other collaborators included Gus Arnheim, Al Hoffman, Harry Warren, and Burton Lane. In 1939, he was appointed associate producer of MGM's The Wizard of Oz, and he went on to produce other musicals such as Good News, Meet Me in St. Louis, Easter Parade, and For Me and My Gal. He produced a number of Academy Awards specials, and from 1963 to 66, Freed was president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Here are three from the pen of Arthur Freed. Thank you.
loved you, and when she was gone, you were all of the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never lets me flee. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
Willie Krieger and his orchestra with vocal by Jerry White and You Were Meant for Me from a Banner 78 waxed March 2nd, 1929. You Were Meant for Me was written by Arthur Freed and Naceo Herb Brown and was preceded by a Freed, Abe Blyman, Gus Arnheim collaboration, I Cried for You. That was the Broadway Syncophiles from a Bell 78 waxed around May of 1923. Bell was a dime store label originally produced by the Arto Company and sold at W.T. Grant stores. When Arto went bankrupt, and beginning with this record, masters were obtained from the independent recording laboratories and were pressed by the Scranton Button Company. We began with another Arnheim-Lyman-Freed effort, Applesauce, performed there by Bailey's Lucky Seven with Brenny Krueger on alto sax from around January 18, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 11th, marked the birth in 1897 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Gus Arnheim. He got his start with a group he co-led with Abe Lyman called the Syncopated Five and was pianist in Lyman's band at the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles. Arnheim formed his own band in 1927 and had a long run at the Coconut Grove himself. In 1929, the band toured U.S. and Europe, including appearances at London's Savoy Hotel and the Ambassador Club in Paris, and the band received nationwide exposure in late 1931 on the Lucky Strike radio show. Russ Colombo was in the band as violinist from 1929 to 31, and others associated with Gus Arnheim's band include Stan Kenton, Jimmy Greer, Charlie Spivak, Woody Herman, Irving Fazola, Fred McMurray, who played sax, and future game show host Art Fleming, who played drums. Gus Arnheim died in Los Angeles on January 19, 1955. In all of our past tributes to Arnheim, we've played recordings by his band, but Gus Arnheim was also a composer, as you heard in the last set, and he also had a hand in the following.
Thank you. build a nest that's blessed with love and happiness. I'll hide away in Mandalay, and one day I'll say Mandalay.
Since that record was just about 4 minutes long, you probably know that it's an Edison Diamond disc. That was Al Burt's Dance Orchestra, January 10th, 1923. That's Al Burt, first name and last name, not Albert's Dance Orchestra. And Peggy Dear, yet another Abe Lyman, Arthur Freed, Gus Arnheim collaboration. Before that, we heard Abe Lyman's California Orchestra with Charles Cayley vocalizing on Mandalay, one of lots of songs around that time about exotic and faraway places. Mandalay was recorded in that exotic and faraway land of Los Angeles on May 28, 1924. We began our little tribute to Gus Arnheim with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and One Kiss, written by Arnheim and Earl Burtnett, another bandleader and composer, or composer and bandleader.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
You probably recognize that sound as the roar of Leo the Lion in MGM's logo, which appears at the beginning of all MGM films. The MGM logo has a long and interesting history going all the way back to 1916 when it was used by the Golden Pictures Studios, and it has featured a number of different lions, the first one actually named Slats. So what does the MGM logo have to do with Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, the MGM logo was originally designed by lyricist Howard Dietz, born September 6, 1896 in New York City. While attending Columbia University's School of Journalism, he worked at the Philip Goodman Advertising Agency, but left Columbia to enlist in the Navy. After World War I, he became publicity director for Goldwyn Pictures, where he created the Leo the Lion trademark, including the slogan, Ars Gratia Artis, or Art for Art's Sake. When Goldwyn merged with Metro Pictures and Louis B. Mayer Pictures in 1924, Dietz began his 30-year career as director of advertising and publicity for MGM. His simultaneous career as a lyricist began with the uncredited Alibi Baby for W.C. Fields' Broadway show Poppy in 1923. His most frequent collaborator was Arthur Schwartz, and their first hit was The Little Show in 1929, which starred Clifton Webb, Libby Holman, and Fred Allen, and introduced I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan and Moanin' Low. Dietz and Schwartz continued to write hit Broadway reviews throughout the 30s, including The Second Little Show, Three's a Crowd, The Bandwagon, Flying Colors, and Revenge with Music. During World War II, he ran the publicity and promotion of war bonds for the U.S. Treasury and was a director of ASCAP from 1959 to 61. He died in New York City on July 30, 1983. Here are three from the pen of Howard Dietz.
Heavenly night, right under the moon, things were so bright, the world was in tune. Night birds from their nest above sang that melody of love. There was a thrill, and now it is gone. We kiss until the still of the dawn, listening to that melody of love. Why do I dream the dreams I'm dreaming? Why is the smile you smile still beaming? We kiss goodnight, but was it goodbye? Bring back that night with just you and I, listening to that melody of love.
I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I found.
We began our salute to Howard Dietz with a Howard Dietz-Ralph Ranger collaboration, Moanin' Low. Lots of people recorded Moanin' Low, including Sophie Tucker, Lee Morris, Al Shane, Irving Kaufman, and Lou Conrad, but we heard Ella Logan with Jack Hilton and his orchestra in London on February 26, 1930. That was followed by brothers Fred and Tom Waring with the Pennsylvanians and that Melody of Love. That Dietz-Walter Donaldson collaboration was recorded February 23, 1928. We finished up with an American Record Corporation studio band, credited on the label of that perfect 78 as Harold White and his orchestra, and I guess I'll have to change my plan. The vocalist on that August 18, 1932 recording was Will Osborne. Will Osborne began leading bands in the mid-20s and in 1929 took over for Rudy Valley at the Hi-Ho Club. He began recording for Columbia but switched to Brunswick until 1936 when he moved to Decca. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, September 8th, marked the birth in 1896 in East St. Louis, Illinois, of pianist, composer, and arranger Elmer Scoble. He started his professional career playing piano and organ for silent movies, and in 1920 played in Chicago with the 20th Century Jazz Band. His greatest fame as a player came from his work with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings during 1922 and 23. Later in the 20s, he led his own band in Chicago and worked as an arranger, becoming chief musical arranger for Warner Brothers' New York publishing house. He was active as a player right up until his death in December of 1970. As with Gus Arnheim, in the past we've always played recordings of Elmer Scoble's bands, but he was also a composer and had at least a hand in writing the following.
Thank you.
Great record. Well, all of those are great records. We just heard Gus C. Edwards Orchestra from a Victor 78 recorded August 31st, 1926, and Monte Carlo Joys. And what a joy that was. Before that, it was Isham Jones and his orchestra recording in New York on October 11th, 1923, and Cotton Picker's Ball. That was the first recording of Cotton Picker's Ball, and composer Elmer Scoble recorded his own version a week later with the Midway Garden Orchestra. We began with the original Memphis Five around March 11, 1924, and Bluegrass Blues on a Pathé 78. Last week, September 9th, marked the birth in 1894 in New York City of composer Lou Handman. He was a professional pianist at age 17, accompanying vaudeville singers in the U.S. and Australia. After playing piano in soldier shows during World War I, he went to work as a song plugger for Irving Berlin and accompanist for Marion Harris. He began composing his own songs in 1920 and left behind a string of hits, including Blue and Broken Hearted, Me and the Moon, When I Was the Dandy and You Were the Belle, and his most famous composition, Are You Lonesome Tonight, written in 1927 with lyricist Roy Turk. And you thought that song was new when Elvis sang it. Lou Hanneman died in Flushing, New York on December 9th, 1956. Here are three from Lou Hanneman.
Thank you. Look at those eyes, brimming with love. Must be a prize sent from heaven above. You're so remarkable, a most remarkable girl. Look at those lips, who could resist? Couple of pips and they've never been kissed. You're so remarkable, a most remarkable girl. Pretty baby, hoping maybe, maybe someday you'll love me. Still I wonder when in thunder will that someday ever be. What can I do? What can I say? Gotta love you cause I'm funny that way. You're so remarkable, the most remarkable girl.
We began our tribute to Lou Hanneman with Lou Gold and his orchestra, and you've got those Wanna Go Back Again Blues, written with Roy Turk. That Lincoln 78 was recorded in May of 1926 and is from our friend Brian Wright's Rivermont label CD, Lou Gold, It's Tight Like That. Today also happens to be Brian's birthday, so we want to wish him a very happy birthday. Brian's nowhere near 72 years old, but that record will be having its 72nd birthday in a couple of days, having been recorded September 15, 1927. After that, it was the Goofus Five, Ed Kirkaby's answer to the Mound City Blue Blowers, and I'm Gonna Charleston Back to Charleston. Another partnership with Roy Turk. That's from July 10, 1925. We finished up with Dusty Rhodes with Fred Hamm and his orchestra December 13, 1929, and Remarkable Girl. This is the Remarkable Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.